The question was asked, may one drink a cup of coffee before making Kiddush on Shabbat morning? Okay, so we'll try to deal with everything. Technically, we have to divide this question into different times. We'll begin with the guy who wakes up at 12 o'clock at night before Alot HaShachar to learn Torah. So technically, that guy wants to eat, he could eat, he wants to drink, he could drink, because until Alot HaShachar, 72 minutes before Nates, before sunrise, you have no obligations. You don't have to daven yet, you don't have to say Kiddush yet. So you could eat and you could drink and you could enjoy your learning with ragalach and coffee and cake. Okay, fine. Comes Alot HaShachar. So now, if he's in the middle of his meal, you know, he's sitting there eating and drinking and learning, so he has what to rely on in halacha to continue eating and drinking and learning. He also has what to rely on if he wants to be stringent and just drink and learn, that's fine. Then we run into the time, Shabbos morning, from Alot HaShachar until Shachris, until he davens Shachris. What's unique about that time is that at that time the obligation that he has is simply to daven. It's like every other day of the week where you're not supposed to eat or drink before davening. The obligation of Kiddush is not yet relevant because you can't say Kiddush before Shachris, you can't say Kiddush before you daven Shachris. So until Shachris, we're not dealing with the Kiddush obligation. We're dealing with the issue of eating and drinking before davening, which is the same as any other day. Just like any other day, you want to have a cup of coffee, you want to drink whatever you want before davening, that's fine. So to on Shabbos morning, you want to drink anything before Shabbos, before Shachris, that's fine. After Shachris, once you've davened Shachris, once you say Shemona Esrei, Shachris and Shemona Esrei, technically you could already say Kiddush. So from that time onward, we say before Kiddush, you're not supposed to eat or drink anything before making Kiddush. And Kiddush involves making Kiddush in a place where you could eat a meal. Now, lechatchila, we make Kiddush on a cup of wine, on a cup of grape juice. But if you're stuck, you guys are visiting someplace for Shabbos now. And you don't have grape juice or wine, so you could take a long grape juice or wine. But if not, you could take any respectable beverage, and today we have very respectable coffees with us. And technically, you could make Kiddush over a cup of coffee. What is Kiddush in the morning? You're not saying any blessing other than Borei Pri HaGafen. Chazal wanted us to take an honorable beverage to drink Shabbos morning. Chazal preferred, Chazal said, lechatchila, it should be wine. But let's say you're stuck on guard duty out in front. You're very thirsty, and you daven Shachris, and there's no one around to go and get you a cup of grape juice or wine. You want to drink, and you're suffering out there in the heat, so you could take any good beverage. You could take here in Israel, probably a cup of Coke would be good too. And you say the Kiddush, v'shamru bnei Yisrael also Shabbos, and you end off with the shakol ni'abidvara on the cup of coffee, on the cup of Coke, and that's your Kiddush. You'll get your cup of wine. You'll say a Borei Pri HaGafen on a cup of wine. But for now, that can also constitute Kiddush, given the circumstance, depending on where you are. If you're in the regular group, and they're going to make Kiddush, and you just don't feel like waiting till everyone shows up and makes Kiddush, so that's not a good excuse, no. So then wait till they come and make your Kiddush like everyone else, or have someone make Kiddush there on a cup of grape juice. And like every Kiddush, Kiddush should be b'makom su'udah, in the place where you're having the meal. Let's say you got caught in the airport for Shabbos. Your plane ran late, and of course you were planning on landing 4 o'clock in the morning, Friday morning. But with all the ash from the Iceland volcano, or because of something else, your plane got detoured in this way and that way, and by the time you finally get out of the plane, you find yourself an hour before Shabbos, and you barely make it to a hotel room for Shabbos. So now all you got with you are cakes and cookies and nash. So technically, Shabbos morning, if necessary, you can make Kiddush on bread. What are you going to do? You don't have bread, you take 2 loaves of cake, just like you would 2 loaves of challah, and you can make Kiddush on that. So then Kiddush over bread, what? Lechatchila, if possible, yeah.
If you have coffee and bread, but you don't have wine or anything that is alcohol.
So you don't need alcohol. You need anything with alcohol.
Is it better to do a Kiddush on the bread than on the coffee? Or how should I do the Kiddush? I don't have anything with alcohol, no drink.
I have to look it up. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Which is
saying which is better, I don't remember. I don't remember, I have to look it up.
So basically on Shabbat, as long as it's